What's going on, folks? Welcome to the second episode of And One More Thing with Daniel White. I am your host, Daniel White, reporting here live from Zion North. You may or may not hear the wind whipping around. It's about 20, 25 mile an hour winds going on right now. I'm up here in northern Maine, about 2 degrees outside. Good grief. But yeah, that's what I moved up here for. So all is well. Once again, if you just joined and you know me strictly from the outdoor world as the Black Alachian, Black Alation, you know the way I speak on this podcast is the way I speak on my Instagram. I've been doing that for quite a while, so it may be a shock to you if you don't know and you just see me taking pictures and smiling and throwing up the peace sign and everything to hear me speak the way I speak sometimes. But hey, man, hope you stick with me. It's all good. If you don't, you know, first time, last time listening, it's all love. You know, it's all good. But just wanted to put that out there, let you know. So yeah, let's get to it. Got a few topics wrote down, you know, just stuff I've just been just seeing through the week and just observations I've been making. You know, nothing too heavy. You dig what I'm saying? So let's see. Starting off, I got Prey, the movie Prey. Man, I just watched this. Good grief. You ain't think this is gonna be a movie review podcast, huh? But kinda is what it is. Hey, Prey. This is a pretty good movie, I gotta be honest. Group of friends, you know, go into the woods. You know, for a getaway, you know, to reconnect in nature and everything. It's, I think, like some drama going on in between. You know, they always got to have a little drama mixed in when they go out to the woods and stuff. That's when they got to have the one get into it with the other one. Then, you know, it causes drama. Then they get lost, one get hurt, you know, every time. This is how it happens. But anyway, so, boom, they get to going out there. Next thing I know, they getting hunted. Good grief. Lady starts shooting at him, bucking at him, bow, pow. Spoiler alert, my bad. I didn't mean to start telling you the whole story. But I'm just saying. And it just got me to thinking. Being preyed on in the woods, like most dangerous game, it's kind of crazy. But I got a couple ways you might want to avoid it. You know what I'm saying? Because I notice in everyone, right, they run straight to the woods. As soon as they get getting shot at or chased or something, they run deeper into the woods. Okay, that's what they want you to do, because you got to understand, whoever's chasing you and you know, got a cat and mouse game going on with you in a certain section of woods, obviously knows them woods very well, right? So they got the one up. They got the advantage on you already off the tops. So no, you got to kind of like, I was thinking like, man, I wouldn't run deep into the woods. I go circle around a little tree or something, like hide, you know what I'm saying, and just kind of wait on them. You just kind of got to get out of sight real quick, boom, and then double back. You know, you don't run deeper into the woods. That way you can kind of come at them on the offensive. You got to come on the offensive because they already got the one up on you. And they plan on killing you. You got to be honest. If they chasing you down in the woods, they plan on killing you. So you got to go for broke immediately. That's what I was just thinking, man. I don't know. I'm just saying that's number one. When you going into the woods, you got to think about it. Every time I go to the woods, I got to be honest, I'm thinking about somebody maybe trying to take me out. So I'm always looking out and watching out, you know, because I mean, ain't nobody out there to help you out. You know, you be in the woods, man. A simple fist fight could turn into the death sentence out there. Good grief. You know, so it's dangerous. It could be dangerous, but, you know, just thinking of ways to avoid that, which then got me to thinking, I don't know why my brain went to this directly after this, but it went there. What animals do you think you could beat in the woods? I gotta be honest. I don't think you can really beat too many animals. Cause first of all, we just not that good. We kind of the worst animal it is. You know what I'm saying? We walk on two legs. We ain't using all four legs like we supposed to be able to run and gallop and move around and climb and stuff. We can't really climb nothing. You know what I'm saying? A squirrel, honestly, could probably take you out. I gotta be honest. A squirrel, rabbit squirrel that really wanted to, like, that was hell bent on killing a human for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm not in the mind of a squirrel, you know, but for every reason, if it was hell bent on taking a human out, I'm pretty sure it could do so. You know, we want to come through Central Park, something like that. You know, them humans, they them little hipsters and stuff coming down through downtown, playing their little music in the iPod, the little, what you call it, AirPods. Good grief. Squirrel come out of nowhere, dive bomber. Boom. Ivan and the chipmunks. Over for you. I promise you. I got to be honest. So what animals do you think you can beat? I think I could beat a few. I don't know. And I think about it like a sloth, a three-toed sloth. You think you could beat it, but they got them sharp claws, man. They might disembowel you. Done. You're done, son. You're done. I don't know. Maybe I can get a possum. They look real rough and tough, but I don't think they're that rough and tough. And from what I've read, a possum's real good for the environment, so I ain't trying to kill a possum, so I let it breathe. You know what I'm saying? A porcupine. I could take a porcupine out. Maybe not bare hands. But that's what separates us from the lower level beasts, as they say, the lower beasts. Good grief. Because I'm hitting them with a rock. Good grief. I seen that show Alone. Y'all ever seen the, I think it's the show Alone. My favorite show on TV. Good grief. My boy, he took down a muskox, a yak, with a, like a spear. No, he had a knife. He had a knife. Good grief. Oh, you can see, man, he had that damn knife. He snuck up behind it. Stuck it one time. Stuck it. Took out running again. Then I was like, what the hell going on? My boy, he came back again. Oh, good grief. He got it too. And he waited like hours for it to like bleed out and die or whatever. But yeah, man, good grief. And cut it up. Man, filleted it, sauteed it, had it all. You know what I'm saying? Good grief. My boy, I think he won that year too. He was a beast. He was a beast. I got to say. I got to be honest. So, yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just thinking, you know, what animals can you beat? Leave it in the comments. See you next week. We'll discuss. We'll discuss. I don't think you can beat many animals. I don't see that. It's a couple. Maybe can't beat no domestic animals. You can't beat a cat. You can't beat a dog. Can't really beat a goat. Nothing like that. If you really wanted to, like, if it was like a head up fight to the death, I gotta be honest. So another food topic though. I gotta be honest. What do you think about wasted lobster? Wasted foods. Because I've been thinking, right? I made some lobster tails the other day. And I'm just like, lobster's really big, man. It seems like that's really wasteful for us to be just grabbing whole lobsters out just to eat the tail and the claws. Like, yeah. Can we eat the lungs? It got to be a lung recipe. A lung and, like, the mush brain, all that stuff. It got to be a recipe for it. It might not taste the greatest, but you throw a little Cajun seasoning in there. You throw a little Cajun flavoring in there. And I think you'll be okay. Let me know. Once again, leave it in the comments. Let me know. We'll see you next week, and we'll discuss. Good grief. Yeah, send me that lung recipe. The lobster lung recipe. You know, sprinkle a little chives on there. I want to say good grief. Out of control. Also, man, a little more on food. I got to get this one off, too. I've been thinking about this for quite a while since I moved up here to Maine, because I have been yet to find any oxtails in any store that I go to around here. Maybe I got to go a little bit further south, go down to Bangor. I know it's a couple Caribbean restaurants down there. Maybe I can find me some oxtail, or I had to order some here. But I've been wondering about substitute oxtails. Can I substitute anything else for the oxtail? Goat tail. I don't know if lambs got tails. I don't know. I don't think so. They got the little curly Q tail or something like a pig, maybe. Pig tail. I don't know. Now, I probably could find some pig tail up here. Good grief. Because they got every pig pork product you ever seen in your life. Pig knuckles. They got it all. Man, and I went to one of these grocery stores. I won't say the one because I don't want to, you know, talk down on nobody. But, man, they look like Texas Chainsaw Massacre grocery store. Good grief. It was like some of the lights was a little dim, you know, had a little dingy feel a little bit. I was like, man, I got to get out of here. And wasn't many customers in there either. And it was like, stuff look a little outdated. I was like, man, I might not make it out of here. In the middle of town, too. Boy, I might not make it. I got to get up out of here. Good grief. So I stick to the Hannaford's where I've been going. I know it's not a local. It's a chain. I know. Sorry, man. But I'd rather, you know, pay a little extra than get killed at the local market. You dig what I'm saying? Good grief. What else we got here? Bear with me, man. It's just me. I don't have nobody putting no topics up on the screen behind me where I could just look up like the newscaster. So I have to go here. Yeah, man. $30 million crack pipes. Good grief. $30 million crack pipes. I know that's not the official story. Somebody sent me a message the other day I was talking about it, and he's like, hey, man, I looked it up on Snopes, man. Hey, shut up, man. Anybody ask you, man? You're ruining the joke. But the headline, $30 million crack pipes, good grief, out of control. Joe Biden is out of control, man. He is out here just swinging at the fence. I don't know. This is not about political affiliations, who you voted for. It ain't got nothing to do with that. But that is probably the wildest headline I ever seen in my fucking life. $30 million for crack pipes? Good grief. Are you building the crack houses too? Good grief. Out of control, man. Can you legalize weed already? Can you legalize weed across state to state? So I don't got to move and smoke all my weed before I get on the airplane. And now I buy too much every time I go to LA because that's just what it is. You know, I just buy too much when I go to places. And now I got to try to smoke 8 joints on the way. Man, just let me just fly with my little weed, man. It's just a little bit. It ain't harming nobody. It's my medicine. Tranquilo, you know what I'm saying? But no, you're going to give out damn 30 million in damn crack pipes and noodles. Man, out of control, out of control. I hope you're providing some Sharps containers with those. I will say that. I will say that. Good grief. I hope they don't end up in our local children's parks, you know, school parks and stuff. You know, I will say that. Good grief. Out of control, out of control. Damn $30 million in crack pipes. Ain't that some shit? Out of control. Speaking of, let's get to serious. Let's delve into a little serious topic. Man, Black History Month. If you follow me enough, you may know or may or not know that I take off every Black History Month when it comes to doing outdoor work and taking on speeches and stuff like that. Just for the simple fact, I feel like it's and it's just exploitation. It's black exploitation in 2020, 2022. You know what I'm saying? So I just take off because I think it's traumatizing. I think Black History Month, honestly, me personally, it's just my personal opinion. I think Black History Month as a whole is traumatizing as shit because every year for a month, 28 days to start off the year, to set the tone for the year, I got to hear about the same damn peanut butter, hot cone, Garrett Morris, the stoplight. You know, I can keep hearing about the same thing. Then I hear about these slavery inventions. Now you telling me about slavery inventions that you stole. And now, but it's always something just about either slavery or civil rights or something like that. Man, teach me some African history then. If you're going to teach me Black history, that's my history. I don't want to keep hearing about, because it's traumatic to keep hearing, because what it does is place into your mind already that, oh, your people were slaves. You come from slavery. You come from subjugation. It just does that as a start. You know, when now that you got to come and see these same little leaders every year, they keep telling you the same old story. They nitpick the quotes that they tear from the leaders and everything. You know, they don't ever pick no militant quotes they done made. They pick all the nice quotes. Be nice. Be nice. Turn the other cheek. So it's like, man, come on. It's traumatic. Every year after year after year, they had to go through that. And then especially when any black folk will tell you, shit, y'all don't care. Because in March, soon as March 1st comes, y'all be, see you later. See you later, niggas. So it's like, that's the slap in the face. So it's like, all right, man. We're going to do this every year. And then, like, so people see it coming. We already know what's coming in January. Then in February, we got to deal with it. All this traumatic shit. And, hey, man, I didn't know that about, you know, you got to do all this teaching. And, like, you take on all these roles. You got to teach people and educate people. Hey, man, I'm just trying to live out here. And this is year after year. So, yeah, man, that's why I don't really rock with the Black History Month. Because tell me something from January to December. I don't just pick this little month out. Keep telling me these same old damn stories, you know, and making me relive them and making me think about slavery all the damn time. I don't want to think about slavery. I got to be honest. I don't. Because when I think of Black history, I think that was a really short period of time. I don't think black people just came up 400 years ago and popped up as slaves. And now we just made it to where we at now. Like, I don't. So, yeah, yeah. Just my thoughts. Just my thoughts. I'm just saying. Good grief. Traumatizing and shit. Hey man, you know what else is traumatizing? Boulder Fields. Good grief. Boulder Fields. Have you to think about that? I do a lot of hiking, man. I don't like walking through them big ass boulder fields. Them are pretty scary. I want to be honest. Because I've been watching them 411, missing 411 videos, and they got a lot in common with boulder fields. People always come up missing around them big ass boulders. I think some of you ever seen the old movie Time Machine, the old school movie Time Machine? And they had the Morlocks, they were jumping up out of everything, just grabbing people. Arr! I think that's what's going on around the boulder fields. I got to be honest. So, I don't know about doing too much hiking out west. I mean, it's going to take me a minute to get and hike the PCT. I got to be honest. I got to wrap my head around these boulder fields. Because I did a section out there. And it felt a little weird. I did a section from Timberline Lodge to Cascade Locks. I want to say like 40-mile section. And wasn't nobody out there. Good grief. And it was a damn thick-ass pine forest. I thought Sasquatch was going to jump out at me in a minute, punch me in the back of the head. Boom. You know, the Jack Lynch commercials, messing with Squatch. Shit, I wasn't even going to be messing with Squatch. He's just going to punch out and jump out and two-piece my ass. Good grief. So, I don't know. Yeah, man, the West, man. I don't really rock with them boulder fields. Good grief. What do you think? Leave it in the comments. Good grief. We'll discuss. Good grief, damn boulder fields. Ain't no dead way, Jack. Hey, also, I would like to petition. A universal petition. This is not just America. I want to make this international. Universal petition to ban the use of the word gherkin. Oh, excuse me. Maybe you heard my dog burp right there. He's just so rude. You probably heard him eating on on the mic too. You know, he's right here below me, just a little small guy. But anyways, like I was saying, I want a universal ban on the word gherkin. It has to be stopped. It has to be outlawed. It is called a pickle. It is called a pickle for a reason. It is widely accepted as a pickle. I don't know why y'all still call them damn thing gherkins. It is a cucumber first, and then it turns into a pickin', a pickle. See, gherkin, see, it's a tongue tire. Gherkin. Sounds offensive. It sounds really offensive. It sounds disgusting. I don't know what it's describing. A gherkin. Sounds like a person. You would call a person of lack of moral content a damn gherkin. You a gherkin, man. See? Sounds like a slur almost. You know what I'm saying? So, meet me on my Instagram. Follow me at the Black Alachian. I'm about to get the change.org up there. I'll post it in my story sometime soon. We are petitioning to ban the use forever of the word gherkin unless you're talking about an unsavory character, you know, with low moral, you know, fortitude. You know what I mean? Anyways, sign up. You dig? It's a must. It has to be a must. I mean, because something got to give. Something got to give. Good grief. Good grief. Hey, man. What else we got here? Asian horror films. How was I missing out so long on these damn Asian horror films and series? Good grief. Good grief. And then I found one. Once I watched Squid Game, well, it was before that. I watched Train to Busan. That was a good one. I think that's a Korean movie. That's great. That was a great zombie flick. Good grief. I got to be honest. And then I found Squid Games. And then I watched one after that, Alice in Borderland. Netflix ain't paying me for this. This is not an ad. I'm just saying. And that was good. And then I done found like 10 more after that. I just been watching Asian horror films. I watched one from the 14th century. They was damn zombies. Good grief. But I will tell you this. This is what gets me about the zombie movies, man. You got to let your family go, man. So this is a PSA. If it ever happens here, you know, knock on wood, but if it ever happens here, I just want to tell you, let your family go. John has turned. You see it in his eyes. You see his blood. You see him getting pale. Let him go. Give him two to the back of the head and call it a day. Stop trying to hold on to your family member, because see, that's when the outbreak really, really happens. People, because it always starts. Well, I was just watching one about the kids in the school. Good grief, I forgot the name of it. They was in damn school. All of Us Are Dead. It's new on Netflix too. All of Us Are Dead. Man, dude got his wife and son tied up, chained up. First of all, he created the damn disease, so it's his fault anyway. He created this super zombie disease. But anyway, he got them chained up, lost control. In the one that the old school movies, Kingdom, good grief, out of control. The lady, you can't do my son like that. He need to have a proper burial. Lady, your son is a zombie. She done snuck him onto the, because she has some money, I guess. And she was like of high esteem in the community. She done snuck him on the boat while they trying to escape, get away. Dude done got out. It turned everybody into a damn zombie. Good grief. Out of control. You gotta let your people go. That's the moral of this story, man. You gotta let your people go. Walking Dead taught you. Walking Dead was kind of doing it right. They was dead, like, yeah, let you go. You know, they're off your brother, sister. I don't care. Hey, I love you. But once you get bit, you gotta go. You gotta go. That just is what it is. It's for the better of the group, man. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe that's why I don't got kids. I'm too selfish. I'm sitting around fantasizing about a zombie apocalypse. That's why I ain't got no damn kids. Good grief. What's wrong with me? Out of control. Sick in the damn head, man. Hey, but I'm just saying, let your people go like Moses. If it happens, let them go. Let them go, because you're gonna mess around and it ain't going to be in like The Walking Dead. It ain't going to end like with my boy Glenn, how he had a damn second life. He done died all in the damn, where he fell? He fell in a dumpster. Came back the next season like ain't nothing happened. Oh, he fell under the dumpster. They ain't see him. Out of control, man. Out of control. I don't know. What point was it when you stopped believing in Walking Dead? Good grief. They only like the 18th season. You got Morgan running around. Black dude Morgan. Shout out to Morgan. He's the longest living black dude in the horror series ever. Good grief. He done lasted like 18 seasons. Him and the preacher man. Son of a preacher man. Good grief. Okay. One more movie. I got to talk about Ozarks, man. Ozarks. Jonah, the son from Ozarks. How ain't they killed him? See, once again, I like my movies with no empathy and no sympathy. I like movies and stuff like that. I got empathy and sympathy in real life. I love you. Much love for you. To everybody tuning in. Well, I'm just saying. And my movies and stuff, No sympathy, empathy. I like cold-hearted characters. It is my essence. I love a cold-hearted character. Good grief. Off him. Off with his head. The mama, I don't know. She about to be getting close. Spoiler alert. But Jonah is out of order this last season on this latest season on Ozarks. I got to be honest. They got to off him. Next season, they got to off him. The mama going to off him because she's real close. She done already killed her brother. She done got her brother off. She done sacrificed him for the business and the family. I think the mama just getting ruthless. She might be the cartel leader next year. I got to be honest. She's something else. She's something else. Her and Darlene. Good grief. That crazy redneck lady, crazy as hell. She be offing people. She don't play. And she do not like them Latinos. Good grief. She like, I don't care about them damn Mexicans. She's shooting them down. Good grief. Anybody come on her property talking trash? She like, what? You gonna stop my damn heroin growth? She growing all that heroin poppy, man. Good grief. Made me want to move to the Ozark. She down there getting down. Darlene. Gangster. I go work for Darlene. Gangster. Old ass. Mess with that young boy Wyatt. I love her. Shut up, Wyatt. Shut the hell up, Wyatt. And good grief. They got to, hey, one more thing. Ozarks. Y'all got to change that color scheme, man. Y'all got to take it off the blue, cool blue, man. I got the cool blue filter on my iPhone, too, but you can warm it on up. You got the warm, what's my girl named Roof? You got the warm Roof up. Sheesh. You got to warm her up, because she damn near looked like the zombie. No, just them talking about. Good grief. Shout out to Roof, though. Shout out to Roof. She kind of cute. I ain't gonna lie. She all right. Good grief. Darlene and Jonah. Off with their head. I think they did. I don't know. I ain't gonna spoil it for you. Check it out on your own leisure. Good grief. Okay, man. I got a couple more things. Metaverse. So with this Metaverse, man. I don't know. It's like, it's attractive because it's new and it's hot and it's new. But man, I seen Ready Player One too. Good grief. So it's a little scary. I don't know. And then I think like, people already be wanting to tap out from their regular life. I don't think people are like so, you know, into their regular life sometimes. So people that spend a lot of time on social media and virtual reality and all that. I think that's probably the majority of us, to be honest. I ain't judging nobody. But I'm just saying, I think it's a slippery slope. Technology is a cool thing. But once you start like, if you spending all your money that you make in the real world in a virtual reality world, then they kind of start meshing and then like, you just worried about going to get into your virtual house, you know, when you get to the crib from work. It's like, it's a lot going on there, man. I don't know. It's a slippery slope for me when you think about it. I got to be honest. But I don't know. We'll see where it goes. Maybe I buy me an NFT. Maybe I turn a piece of the property in. I'm going to turn one of these pine trees into an NFT. Good grief. Bye. Hey, go ahead and get in right now. Two Ethereum. For Cedar Pine, I got it going up this spring, NFT. Catch me on OpenSea.com, good grief. That is not an ad, they ain't paying me, good grief. I'm gonna chop that out of there. Good grief, out of control. Hey, what do you think the best condiment brand is? Good grief, Duke's Mayonnaise, it gotta be, Duke's Mayonnaise. Man, I got some Duke's Mayonnaise in the mail, shout out to Mom, sent some Duke Mayonnaise. I threw the rest of that shit I had away. Good grief, Duke's, it's the only one. This is not an ad. But you can send a case or two of that shit. Send it up here. Wait till spring. I don't want it frozen. But send it on up here. We'll make good use of it. Good grief. I'll give some to my neighbor, Gary and them. Shout out to my neighbors. Hey, before we get up out of here, I do want to talk about a couple of serious things. Just one or two serious things, man. Just to kind of shed light on things, you know, use my platform. Kind of shed light on things that people may have not have heard in the news. Because I haven't seen get as much coverage as I think it should. So I want to speak on that. But to lead into that, I just want to say I get a lot, you know, like speaking on the Black History Month and stuff, you know, as far as like, why don't more black people venture outdoors? I get a lot of that question. Now, whether that is the true case or not, seems that I don't know, because I do follow a lot of black people that get outdoors and do a lot of really cool stuff, from mountain biking to rock climbing to ice climbing to, you know, shit, everything, man. Everything. So, kayaking, sea kayaking, all kind of wild stuff, you know. I just seen a thing about a black guy rode a jet ski from Florida to the Bahamas, which I was talking to people about taking a little small boat from Florida to the Bahamas. Everybody, oh, man, no, you're going to need this size boat, this, that, and the third. So, just to show you, it can be done. But anyways, I get that question a lot. Why don't more black people venture outside and do outdoors things? And I mean, at the end of the day, it's racism. I mean, for a lot of it, I mean, it's racism when it boils down. Even when you talk about access and lack of access and strategics, where the parks are at in place and how far it is to get away from them. I mean, that all plays back into racism when you think about it logically. I mean, when you think about redlining and why my community is placed over here in the first place, to where it's way further away from the green spaces and pretty places that you designate. And then you think about the access to where, okay, I'm in a city because of poverty and the issues that come with that, and the issues of race that come with poverty and stuff like that, how that's intertwined to where I don't even have the access or the access to capital or funding and stuff like that to get the gear and all that. So it all really boils back down to race. And even still, then once you get it, then you got to go and worry about dealing with the races. You got to worry about getting through the sundown towns to get to these green spaces and stuff like that. And, you know, that's a lot to do with it. And then once you get to on the trail, then you got to worry about the interactions that happen on the trail, like the people that was out west and had shots fired at them and stuff like that. That's like a normal occurrence. Or even when I was up in a couple miles away from the Mason-Dixon line on the Appalachian Trail, and that group of racers came like down there trying to intimidate me and my hiking partner, basically circling the damn pavilion we were staying in that night. First they came down like 6 deep with on bikes, you know, shining lights and stuff, you know. It's like an intimidation tactic. Then they come back I guess they went home and got their OG, because he looked like older than them or whatever. Because like I had approached him, I was like, hey man, because they came back down walking and trying to like sit around the pavilion. So I just walked up on them, hey man, everything good? That was y'all on the bikes? Oh yeah, ain't really trying to talk. So then they left, and then they came back again with the guy. He must have been the OG, I guess, because he had 2 big-ass dogs with him. He coming down like he's the lead racist. He must have been the head racist. I don't know what was going on. So by then, I'm telling my partner, she's oblivious to this whole shit. She's like, oh, hey, puppy. And I can tell the dude, like, these fucking big, huge attack pit bulls, you so lost in the sauce. I'm like, yo, pack up. I'm trying to, like, you know, good grief. You heard that? Good grief. Out of control. 15, 20 mile an hour winds, baby. Good grief. Welcome. Welcome. Good grief. Anyway, so I'm telling her pack up, and we hiked on into the night past the Mason-Dixon line in 2017, you know what I'm saying, to get away from a pack of racist protectors. I guess they was guarders of the Confederacy. I don't know what the hell it was. I don't know. But it's just like that, them type of experiences. And then like the daily microaggressions from people, like, and having to be the ambassador for all black people on trail. Maybe I just want to go out for a hike. I don't want to be the ambassador for all black people every time I hike. Hey, why don't, man, let me be. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot that goes with, you know, not hiking. And then even further than that, the epigenetic part of hiking. Epigenetics is when the study of when, like, traits are passed down through, you know, through genetics. Like for a bear, for example. If a bear was born right now and the mother's killed or whatever immediately, that bear still kind of has a genetic disposition to stay the hell away from humans. You know what I mean? But just because it has a healthy distrust for humans, because through the years passed down, humans equal bad when it comes, you know, for us. So that's just kind of what it is. So those traits are passed down. Epigenetics, you know, those traits from the ancestors of just fear and all that kind of stuff, which keeps us from going outside, because you were here back in the day, like people getting lynched. You don't go in the woods because you're going to get lynched. You don't go to these little sundown towns where you got to go to get up in the mountains like that, because you get lynched. So that passes down, you know, through stories and that shit that get up in your blood. And also, when you think about that for black people, you also have to think about that for white people as well. So maybe hatred is maybe passed down genetically, epigenetically, just through certain things, certain factors, certain ways of life, certain lifestyles. I'm not saying all white people are hateful. I'm not saying all black people are scared of the woods. I'm saying that could play a part in certain things and why black people don't deal around in the outdoors. Which brings me to my final point of Peter Spencer. Prime example, rest in peace to Peter Spencer. He was a black guy that went hunting with who he perceived to be friends. And a few hours later, he ended up dead, shot in the back, shot in his face, his chest, you know, shot in places to where it was like It's like they just stood in front of them like a fucking firing squad, to be totally honest. That's what it sounded like to me. Like they like surrounded him and just shot him up. And this was, he was going out there hunting with somebody that he trusted, which is why, man, I turned down invitations to go in the woods with groups of dudes all the time and people all the time that I don't know from social media. It's cool. I appreciate the offer, but I don't know you. And who's to say that that won't happen? Because unfortunately, that's not, it's not as rare as you probably would think it is, because there's a lot of stories in the news they may, where they may not be of outdoor activities. It's just activities like the black woman that had went and had a sleepover with her friends, her white girlfriends, and just ended up dead. And nobody was charged. Nothing happened. So it's just like black people see that stuff and we kind of place that right here. Like, oh, okay. For later. We save that for later. So it's like, now we're not in a hurry to run in the outdoors now. Why I go out to the outside and go outdoors and venture and do hikes and stuff like that is because it's therapeutic for me. It kind of saves my life. And to be completely 100% honest, I'm trying to escape racism. And outdoors is my chance to try to do that, escape racism. A lot of ways, just even getting out of the way from the people, but also getting to experience different type of people, which is like why I like hiking long trails, because you're going to meet more people from different ways of life that just out trying to do their own thing and search for their own type of healing and lifestyle, and they more free of people. So, you're going to have racist people anywhere you go. But I think it's just less of a concentration when it comes to like, especially like the thru hiker community. I would think in my head, in my heart of hearts, I want to believe that, you know, and until I'm proven wrong, I will believe that. So that's why I go outdoors and to travel to international places and different places and see people and meet different cultures and make my world a little bit smaller and not just meet white Americans or black Americans. You know, that's sometimes as Americans, that's our only representation of black and brown people or black and white people or whatever the case may be, is what we have right over here in our part of the world. But I mean, you got tons of different cultures of white people across seas. You got tons of European different nations and cultures that you can go learn from, whether it be Dutch, the Swedish people, the Germans, or whatever the case. And I don't mean no disrespect by calling them white people. I just think, you know, I'm talking about skin color, you know, here. So I don't want you to take it, and I don't want you to take it the wrong way. And I think, you know, you need to go and meet different black cultures. I want to go to Morocco and meet the Africans in Morocco, but also go to South Africa and Zimbabwe, because it's not the same. You know, it's all different cultures. It's all different languages and customs and everything like that. And I think that's what enriches your life. The fact that you can go and get out and have those different experiences with different types of people and meet the human race. So, yeah, that's my thoughts on that. But however, I just wanted to bring attention to the fact that Peter Spencer, don't forget to say his name, Peter Spencer, I repeat, needs justice. And I think we need to amplify this story and bring as much attention and awareness as possible. Try to contact the legislation. I want to say the senator, this happened in Pennsylvania. This happened in Pennsylvania, I want to say. I forget the name, Rockland County, Pennsylvania, something like that. I forget the name of it, but look it up, Peter Spencer. I forget the exact place. And I can't look it up now because I'm recording on my phone. But yeah, Peter Spencer, man, definitely check that out, and I think bring more awareness, kind of share the story, check the story out for yourself, read it, because it looks like a case of cold blood murder to me. And I just don't think we can continue sweeping stuff like this under the rug, man, honestly, because it just sends a bad message. It sends a bad message, and it seems we need to change that, honestly. That's all. So Peter Spencer, rest in peace. Once again, just wanted to bring my awareness to that. And I appreciate you all for tuning in. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I think we had a couple of little fun topics. It might have got a little serious here and there. But hey, man, it kind of is what it is. It is the yin and yang of life. It is the sweet and sour. You dig what I'm saying? So thank you once again for tuning in to another episode. This is the second episode of And One More Thing. You dig? With Daniel White. And see you later. Love and light. Peace.
Wait. And one more thing. One more thing. Don't ever forget, fuck owls and Grandpa Joe. Yes, I said it. And I'm talking about owls. I'm talking about the barred owl, the barn owl, the horned owl, the snowy owl. Shit, the harpy eagle. Fuck him too. Straight up. And Grandpa Joe, let's not forget. He had the whole family eating cabbage soup. Soup. Bastard. Good grief. Didn't want to jump his ass up and run to the candy factory. And had Charlie stealing. Thievery. man. And then go try to cuss Willy Wonka out because he ain't want to, you know what I'm saying, give him that. What? This is preposterous. Wait a minute, wait here, Charlie. I'll take care of this. Go to hell, Grandpa Joe, you lazy bum.